Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're continuing through discussing some different bug check codes here you would get with various blue screens of death, as people like to call them. We're going to cover the stop D1.
I have to read it. Driver IRQL, IRQ level, not less or equal.
Yes. Driver IRQL, not less or equal.
Bit of a mouthful. Yes. So it comes down to a fundamental in the way that the Windows is designed to access data and access the processes. So normally you have code running at what's called IRQ level, interrupt request level 0. Mm-hmm. And then as you go higher and higher and higher, those things usurp the ability for the other thing to run. And so, and these are interrupts.
So this is essentially sort of a concept of the Windows kernel, where different pieces of code running in the kernel can run at different what we call IRQ levels, and that it sort of can control who can take precedence over who.
Yeah, so things like I want to increase the time, like the timer interrupt, has a very high level because it's very important to move time forward regardless of what everybody else thinks.
Right.
Same thing goes with synchronizing memory across processes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because of that, because of this escalation and this layering of windows, at a certain level, we say from this level and higher, and this in the case is the dispatch level, you are not allowed to in-page memory from the disk.
Right.
And so if you have some software that has been pushed out to disk because of memory pressure or just never come in mm-hmm. the first place, mm-hmm. and it starts running, then it will say, hey, it is illegal to in-page this data, and you'll blue screen the box. Now, D1 is a very common bug check code. It's in the top 10 for sure.
Sure. Yeah, we see these all the time.
So Banalize does a good job about this. It's a very deterministic thing. You can see in the output, we get the nice text explaining what we just said verbally. Mm-hmm. The memory that we reference, so this is what we try to in-page.
This is what we tried to page in. And now this, in this case, looks like it may be a valid address that's just not paged in.
Correct.
And it's illegal for us at this particular IRQL2.
Yeah, we're at 2.
To page that in, because we can't page anything from disk when we're running at that level. But there, in many, many cases, you'll just see that first value will just be so totally bad.
Yeah, so there is no real differentiation between a good address and a bad address. I try to bring this in, and I can't. And so you'll get, in this case, it's a code fault where it looks like a decent number, and someone has not written their code in a way that's designed appropriately for a device driver. Mm-hmm. But if it was more like rubbish, this guy's more of a, he thought it was already paged in, I did the right job, and then someone scribbled over the top of it, probably someone else, and did the damage. So if you have a good number, you kind of blame the person who's here. If you have a bad number, it could be any player on the box who's at fault.
Yeah, so there can be various types of classes of bugs that can lead to these, which is why it's such a common bug check. Right?
Now, as far as, who is this person in a good number, we have the address. This is the function, the driver who did it. There's a couple of ways we can do this. We can just say, hey, just look at the top few frames, or I should be more, top few frames. In this case, it was Endis who had this old bug in it. Mm-hmm. The other way of doing it is to get that address. And then you can use the ln command, list nearest symbol, and it will tell you roughly the same thing. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of ways about it. What do you do here? Now, you've got to be careful because Endis may have been passed it by, and actually I'll go a bit deeper just to see. This program called this, it may have passed through a bad number, or a bad address. So mm-hmm. it could be anybody on the stack. Yeah. First things first, look at everybody on the stack, look at all the modules. Did you just update any software, if this is the new thing?
Yeah.
And then maybe roll back. If you didn't update your software, then try rolling forward. Try finding an updated driver. And so look at the stack. Use commands like lmvm, list module with verbose information with a mask. This is just one of those commands you just have to get used to. Lmvms, mm-hmm. great. And then you could say, hey, what's my version of net.io, for example, and then whatever version this is.
Right.
And this is like a beta build of Windows, which came and went and got fixed.
So it's possible this was a bug in that interim build, pre-release
build. While we were developing Windows,
mm-hmm.
this is how I found this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not overly hard. Banalize init spew will give you the name of the driver and all that stuff. And it's just a matter of either rolling back your software or rolling forward, make sure Windows Update has been run, or alternatively go to a the OEM site and maybe try to download the driver itself.
Right, so the key takeaway here is, I mean, you can look at this, it kind of gives you the description of what happened here, that some memory was paged in, attempted to be paged in, which is either illegal to do and maybe it was valid, or maybe it's just totally bad address. You look at the call stack, look at the driver who did that, and it may be their fault, but not necessarily, right? They could have been passed some bad data from somebody else, or maybe there's just random memory corruption that they tripped over. So it's not a slam dunk that they're the culprit, but they're probably the first person to look at.
Yeah, and then just standard rollback or roll forward.
Yep, right on. Thanks for watching.